Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's go. Six past the hour. Scott is en route to meet up with Todd at the K-Fire Studios, coming back from Western North Dakota. Kev here at the Fargo headquarters of the What's on Your Mind radio network. Brought to you by our friend, by the way, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. You can get $90 off the slippers right now. $90 off. That's a smoking deal. And these are the best slippers you'll ever have or ever own. I can tell you because I live in mine. And the memory foam, it's literally like putting your foot into, like, you know, just that form to your foot, perfect slipper. And that's what they are. Think about Uggs. They're that level. And the thick, good soles on them, they don't wear out. Deal is at MyPillow.com. You click on the Radio Listener Special tab right on the homepage there. You got to do that to get the deal on all the stuff we talk about because you have to have your promo code, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Scott at MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials, and you are in the deal. And speaking of Scott, where are you in the – you're not in Kansas, are you?
No, I'm actually at exit 159 on 94. I just got driven over by a bus. I'm kind of in the middle of the road here along with most of the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. We've thrown under the Biden bus. Can you hear that? He's trampling over us right now. He looks like, Jackie Gleason driving the bus there.
And has been for how long, yeah.
Dating myself now, Todd, all right?
Yeah, I was going to say.
References.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that today, I have to admit.
I couldn't believe this. He's overseas throwing the oil and gas industry on the bus. As you know, we've been told countless times that Putin was the reason for high gas prices, right? I got to say the Putin price hike. They love that little cutesy term that they obviously tried to pull the wool over our eyes under. But the story changed yesterday. It now is, what was his exact words? You've got it there, Kev. Why don't you play?
Oh, here you go.
When it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels.
There it is.
We're under the bus, folks. North Dakota, every oil and gas worker out there, everybody trying to produce American energy first. Lower the price of fuel by increasing supply. Nope. We've got to go through this incredible transition. So
who would label this incredible? You know, who would label this unbelievable? This outstanding, incredible transition that we're all suffering through drastically. What are you, drunk? I mean, what?
this is where he says the loud part, the quiet part out loud, rather.
Exactly.
Where one of those rare moments when, a president's actually speaking the truth. Because this is exactly what, again, their plan is no more fossil fuels. He said it all during the campaign. And now when the pain point comes, they flop around like a fish saying it's Putin's price hike, it's everything else. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is today's Democratic Party.
Well, you know what's funny, Scotty, too, and I would ask you guys, speaking of the incredible transition, I'm waiting to see the electric locomotives. Have they got those?
Are you holding your breath for that?
I'm asking a legitimate question. If we're in incredible transition here, where are the beautiful electric semis and the electric locomotives
to take the place of
those fossil fuel, those evil diesel burners where are the electric container cargo ships?
I don't know how much fossil fuel we're burning as we go around the country telling everybody to quit burning fossil fuel.
find
if
those,
they would
Kevin,
just quit, we'd be a step ahead. Sorry, Scott, go ahead.
Let's also see if we can't find the pixie dust that'll fly planes, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've got to have electric planes.
Oh, no, we're getting rid of those and the cows, remember? That's what AOC
incredible
wanted.
Transition. It's just an incredible transition. Isn't it majestic?
Very majestic.
Bismarck, seeing $5.45 diesel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Incredible. Incredible. Isn't it?
You know, I equated
fantastic?
It. Yeah. I said this morning, guys, I equated it to if you had a house and your roof was leaking, would you tear the roof off the house when you had no idea when the new shingles were going to show up? You know, that's what we've done.
We've literally torn
the roof off the house, and we have no idea when the new roofing materials will show up. We don't even know if they can or will show up, and if they'll be capable of stopping the water when they do. I mean, that's the kind of decisions they're making. Is that a decent analogy?
Very good.
Yeah, of course. Very good. Exactly right. I wanted to, I was actually at Teddy's residential suites in beautiful Watford City this morning, bright and early. And there was a frac crew that came in, one of those, you know, all-night shifts where you're going 6 to 6 and new crew coming in. And I actually thought about, you know, just asking them what they thought about this incredible transition where they've just been thrown under the bus. And they looked so weary, I couldn't bring myself to do it. You know, here's these guys busting their butt, fracking, bringing American energy, this great technological revolution where we literally take oil out of the rock, for crying out loud. We take oil out of the rock. Think about that. We go down a mile and over a mile and do this incredible thing, and then you have the President of the United States say, well, you know what? We don't want you to have a job. We don't want you to do that. Enough already of that great technology. Phenomenal. Incredible, actually, isn't it?
We've got jobs for all of you folks over here at the electric plane plant and the electric train plant here. We're going to get you all working over there next week. It'll be super.
The pixie dust factory.
Hey, yeah. When's Air Force One going to be electric?
Yeah, when, good luck with that.
Let's lead by example here. If you're going to tell everybody else to do it, you darn well better be doing it.
This is the level of joke this administration is. It's a laughing
stock. I don't
know
whether to laugh or to cry.
I know.
You know?
Imagine flying that fast but really quiet. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's
come on, really Boeing, get it done, or whoever.
Sad what we've come to, you know, in all seriousness. This is, and the thing is, it's still unproven. Let's do the math on, have you seen the cost of an electric car lately?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, and then there's a lot of videos out there about like Tesla's. Oh, there's an air filter unit that they have that is all encased in this thing, and you have to buy the whole assembly with it. You can't just buy the filter to replace into the, and it's like a $1,200 filter, some ridiculous amount that you have to pay.
I wish you had told my mother that before she bought hers, because she bought it on the, well, there's less you have to replace. There's no moving parts. Well, I hope there's wheels and brakes
and
doors.
And if you spend any time with, like, you know, handheld power tools, you know, battery-powered power tools, eventually the batteries lose their ability to take a charge. And then you got to get new batteries or whatever. That happens to Teslas. And you need to do some research on the replacement cost of Tesla batteries.
Well, I'll keep you posted on the one I end up inheriting, because
I'm
going to be stuck with one sooner or later. So.
Yeah, they're not giving lithium away either.
Let's do the math on the charging stations. And where does the electricity come from? The charging stations. Wait a minute, coal.
I was just going to say, don't tell me you're going to use the C word again, coal.
We're eliminating that.
God forbid you'd want to build a nuclear power plant, which, you know.
Oh, you
know,
don't you dare.
Can't do that.
3 Mile Island all over again. There we go. Yeah. Talk about outdated references.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, China scored home. Scott Hennon has arrived in the K-Fire studio.
Meanwhile,
feels weird. He's doing China's a show on the phone. He's sitting right here.
There you go. Then he hung up because he's right there. But, you know, meanwhile, China's
hadn't been
building
for that Biden bus, I'd have been here long ago. But, you know, the bus drove over me along with the entire oil and gas industry. I'm under
the
Biden
incredible
bus.
Transition. You know.
Yeah.
Lord. Yeah, no kidding, right?
Loving the incredible transition. Yeah. How do you feel waking up in this industry when your job is...
Scared.
Yeah. I mean, your job is being laughed at by the President of the United States. We'll go through this incredible transition. Which is it, Joe? Is it the Putin price hike? Or is it exactly what you guys have intended along?
Since when did you take our current president seriously?
Well,
our current president allegedly elect seriously.
You said one thing this week that I thought was great, and that was that we'll defend Taiwan, and then his handlers walked that back. No, he didn't mean to say anything different, and today's back at throwing the...
Well, you don't want a president that has to go, well, let me go look that up. I don't remember where we are on that. You should know that stuff.
An incredible transition that Americans must go through. No, we don't actually need to go through this. What we need to do is continue to have great American innovation to bring oil and gas out of the ground. That's what we need.
You're not going to say make America great again, are you?
I do have an exciting update on the electric semi-trucks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Let me guess the word Amazon is in there someplace.
Three of those that'll be available for every 100,000 trucks.
Oh, Lord.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Stratacorp is hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strat has been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratacorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ReadyMix drivers. Stratacorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
It's here, a whole new way to feel great inside and out. Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic is proud to announce that in addition to their renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment, they now have added the Hockett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hockett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, and strengthen the immune system. It can reduce pain, swelling, and inflammation, increasing the body's immune efficiency, increasing metabolism, improving stiff, aching joints and muscles, and many more benefits using this pocket technology of ozone treatment in combination with others all in one as you relax in a sauna-like setting. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great. Look great. Be great. Why wait? It's here. Now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Call 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930 or visit swansonhyperbarics.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
HATeamSons.com online, the indoor air quality experts. They've done it for the schools, they've done it for long-term care facilities.
They've done it for the hospitals, and they can do it for your home, for your business. It works. So pandemics, endemics, you know, mold, viruses come and go, but indoor air quality help you all the way through it. Find out more at H.A. Thompson & Sons. From the pros, the indoor air quality experts, HATandSons.com. All right, a couple minutes to get. I'm wondering, I'd love to hear from somebody in the energy industry what it feels like exactly to be thrown under the bus. It's one thing for us as taxpayers, who are, by the way, the beneficiaries of the oil and gas industry in a big way, to be thrown under the bus. But how about somebody that actually, it's their job, it's their livelihood, thrown under the bus by Joe Biden. Kevin, could you play that one more time? Because I just think the more we hear about this incredible transition, the more warm and fuzzies we'll get from Joe Biden. Just play that one more time.
Yeah, give me a second. I'll get it up.
And we'll invite folks to call us at 701-258-0550. If you're in the industry, I really want to hear, when you hear this, what you think, okay? 258-0550 to call us, text us at 701-237-1590. Roll it.
All right. Sure. All right.
And when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels.
How exactly are we going to be stronger? Everything costs more.
Mm-hmm.
Price of energy goes up. Price of everything goes up. Inflation is being driven largely by energy prices right now. So what he is saying is the quiet part out loud. Every once in a while they do that, and you find out exactly what they're up to. The quiet part has been said out loud, meaning all of this price hike stuff is exactly how they planned it. They want you paying more for everything. That's what they do. It's incredible. A couple other things I want to tell you about that we'll be doing on the show today. Roscoe Straley is going to join us here in a little bit. Straley. Roscoe Straley.
I've been getting it wrong, too.
I always mess that up. Roscoe.
Well, nobody else ever does.
Former state representative and a candidate as well. And he has a plan to cut property taxes in half. I love it when we have big
all
ideas.
All ears on that one.
When we have big ideas, that's what campaigns are supposed to be about.
Yep.
Big ideas. And we can debate them and we can say, hey, does this make sense or not? So we're going to spend a good chunk of time today on the show. He'll join us next segment.
I would love to find out who would be against cutting property taxes.
Right.
Who are those people?
Well,
and what is going through your mind?
The hue and cry will come from the locals who spend a lot of money. By locals, I mean the subdivisions like your school districts and your cities and your counties. And I'll say it's, you know, you're taking away some of our control. But I think the pain point on the property tax side, probably going to overwhelm that and say, let's get in a room and let's figure this out. So anyway, he'll break down the plan for us. We'll walk through all of the details, and you can ask your questions or comments. Katrin Wigfall will be here. She's a policy fellow at the Center of the American Experiment. There's a lunchtime event today in Wahpeton, North Dakota, and a evening event in Grand Forks, North Dakota today on the woke agenda that unfortunately is coming to more and more schools. So I encourage you, if you're in either of those communities, take that in tomorrow. It'll be in West Fargo and in Fargo as well. And in our Energy Matters segment to wrap things up today, we're going to talk with a Clean Air Act specialist on the program today, because the Clean Air Act is something that is in need of your input. We'll tell you about that coming up as well. Let's go to Sam in Fargo. Ty, can you fire Sam up there for me? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes.
701-258-0550. Hey, Sam, what's on your mind?
Yeah, we're not going to need as much energy because if the World Economic Council gets their way, we won't have any private property anymore. We'll be stuck in their little apartments. And if the Biden administration gives our health decisions over to the World Health Organization, we're probably going to see the population drop dramatically. Just the Pfizer itself, their tests that they did for COVID showed that for every person they saved, they killed two. So, yeah, good luck with any vaccinations that are advised by the World Health Organization.
I think two words that most concern, connect that agenda you're talking about, rather, Sam, and the reality is the Biden administration. So the door gets slammed on that come November. In fact, that what they're debating at the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum right now, I forget the date, but it's I think it's not implemented for 9 months. So you would have the ability. We talked to Senator Kevin Cramer about this on Friday, and the implementation is the whole game changer. That's where we win on that issue.
The information I got is that the Biden administration changed the World Health Organization portion of this from 18 months, which was normal before, to 6 months, so that he can get it done before the midterm.
You may be right. I might be wrong in that it's 6 months, not 9 months. But obviously, whatever is done can be undone. Here's the deal. The agenda ought to scare the crap out of you. What they intend to do ought to scare the crap out of you. That's number one. Again, it's the quiet part out loud that they're saying. What I have great confidence in is that never, never will it be allowed to happen in the United States of America. Ever. This is where it takes, you know, an army of citizens to stand up to this nonsense and say, no, not on our watch. Not happening, not here. You can have all the designs you want on this idea, this plan, but it's not going to happen here. We're gonna
sure
see to
pray,
it.
We pray that it doesn't happen here. And I wouldn't put it past the World Health Organization to have the idea of sending in UN troops to enforce it.
Again, Kevin, what happens when a UN operative shows up at your front door to say, you have a little too big a house here. We'd like you to downsize. Your carbon footprint is too big, Kevin.
Are we repealing the Second Amendment before we make
right.
these?
Because
if the Second Amendment's still around, I got a feeling that's going to come into play here.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, here again, the World Health Organization comes in there, too, because they can say that guns are a health problem, so we have to confiscate all guns.
Yeah,
I don't want to be Pollyanna about any of it.
Tell you what, I'll wear my mask before I fire my weapon just to make sure I'm healthy enough.
I mean, Sam, you are right to be, as many of us have. We've had Michelle Bachmann on this program walking through. Nobody's probably done a better job of explaining what they're intending to do. And I'm not naive enough to think that this isn't their design and what their plan is. What I take comfort in is we live in the United States of America, a country full of patriots. And when there's more of us than there is of them, they're not going to implement this plan.
And these are people that they constantly misread the room, too. So, you know, good luck with that.
Appreciate the call. Let's talk property taxes and a plan to cut them in half in North Dakota. Raise your hand if you think that's a good idea. How come
your hand didn't go up?
Well, I just...
What in the world?
I was asking the question. We'll talk about it next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. Or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust. Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Pennsylvania Senate candidate David McCormick sued Monday to force a counting of mail-in ballots without a handwritten date on the outside envelope. He and candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz are still awaiting Pennsylvania election results. The handwritten date indicates the ballot was received on time. Ukrainian President Zelensky, in his nightly address Monday, the eve of the three-month anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, noted that since February 24th, the Russian army has launched 2,275 different kinds of missiles into Ukraine, and he said the vast majority of them have hit civilian targets. Zelensky, via translator, continues to ask the world to isolate Russia for their aggression.
Do not wait for more fatal attacks. Do not wait for Russia to use special weaponry, chemical, biological, God forbid nuclear. Do not allow for the aggressor to feel the world's opposition is not decisive enough.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Mary's been helping working adults elevate their careers and finish their degrees for over 60 years because Hugh Mary values its students' prior education and life experiences. You get credits for areas in which you've already proven proficient. So with courses available online and in the evenings, you choose the best way to learn while you continue to work and fulfill your other responsibilities. Pursue an education that's affordable and flexible at the University of Mary. Classes start every 5 weeks. Learn more at online.umary.edu. Remember to use the promo code Scott. Then they waive the application fee. Yes, they do. Isn't that nice? Roscoe Straley is here, former state representative, who is a candidate for a state representative once again, and has an idea in a campaign that is worth us tossing around and thinking a little bit about, and that is a plan to cut property taxes by one half. Roscoe, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Yeah, glad you're here. So lay out your plan for us, and any questions on this, by the way, are welcome at 258-0550-701-258-0550, or you can text us as well at 701-237-1590. First of all, if you ask any North Dakotan where the biggest bite is of their income on the budget is property taxes, right? So this is the top tax pain point for North Dakotans, without question.
Yeah, that's what I hear, Scott. Day in and day out, we heard it back when I, was elected prior to this plan. If you remember back, Al Carlson dropped that 12% tax cut across the board piece a number of sessions back. This would be more specific. That was across all property tax pieces, including commercial ag. This one is specific to residential property only. Now, is it worth looking at others? Maybe. But this is a specific targeted one at residential only. And what it is 50% half. It's pretty simple to understand. Look at your bill. Granted, this wouldn't be proposed until January of next year, so when the legislature's in session, because it isn't in session right now. 50% cut for the next biennium. The legislature meets every 2 years, so then you'd relook at it again in 2 years prior to that. Do you go more? Do you go less? I mean, it just depends on the economic circumstance at that time. But this plan, if you look at it, roughly $500 million a year is the residential piece of the property tax for a biennium, $1 billion. So this is a $500 million plus plan for the biennium. It's affordable. It's conservative. It's a bold one. As you know, I used to sit on House Appropriations, a budget hawk, my entire time I was elected, watch spending closely, revenues. So this is affordable. Under current law, the state right now through the buckets as the revenue flows, there's a fund called the Tax Relief Fund. That is currently, we're 10 months into the biennium. That one is currently full at $200 million. So I'd propose using that piece of that $200 million to fund a portion of this. The Strategic Investment Improvements Fund, the SIF Fund, that is currently has $205 million in it. And that will continue to grow for the next 14 months of the biennium, as obviously as oil prices are high, our tax revenue is high. Actually, tax revenue is very high from sales and others, too. So the state of North Dakota is kicking on all cylinders right now. Although inflation is hitting everybody's pocketbook, we know that. Our property values are rising. Generally a good thing, right? Everybody wants a higher property value, except for when they say, well, now your house is worth more, you got to pay more. Well, what did I get? Well, nothing more. So to me, this is a nice way to blunt some of the inflation we're seeing, put money directly back into people's pockets. The state can afford this. Right now, the budget surplus in the general fund through April 2022, 14 months left in the biennium, is $332 million. The oil and gas surplus is $471 million. Now, keep in mind, 70% of that is an obligated fund, so it's not all available. You got the legacy fund, the resources trust fund, common schools, etc.
But you're adding up a number of buckets here.
Yeah, this is a lot of
They're
money.
We're getting to real money.
Over $1 billion right now with 14 months left in the biennium. I used super conservative projections. The state of North Dakota will for sure have over $2 billion by the end of the biennium in June 30th. So there's plenty of money, I think, for tax relief. And I think that's something that should be looked at. Now, there's other proposals floating out there. There's income tax reductions or eliminations. There is the state of North Dakota taking over a larger portion of the school funding formula. So there is other ideas. This one is targeted specifically at residential property.
How do you do this then? I mean, you obviously are going to these right now, the property taxes are a local thing.
Right? Yep, that's correct. And that's where, you know, legislature's played in this game for over a decade now. It's a local tax. Legislature really has nothing to do with how it's assessed, the collections, what the rates are. But it's a large amount on people's budgets that own a home. If you look at the payment, it's a lot for the property tax piece versus your actual principal and interest. So it's something that the state, when it has money, which it does, excess money, should return in the form of relief, I think, for property.
So would you do it the same way that the state's done it in the past? You know, does a buy down basically?
So how this would work is with the 12%, there was a mechanism put in place with the counties when that happened, and it was across all pieces of property. So the mechanism is already there. This would just say, hey, report your residential property assessed value to the state. The state drops that money on the counties. The county spreads it 50% on all residential property. So it's really quite simple to do since the system is in place and it's already been done. There's no massive IT changes, no $50 million for the counties to implement this. This is something that they could easily implement relatively quickly since it's already been done on a one-time basis before.
How do you ensure it doesn't enable more spending at the local level?
And that's part of the discussion, and that's part of the reason I brought this out. There's obviously talk every session about property tax reform. This could pair with that. I don't have all the answers for that. There's been talks of caps. There's talks of limiting mills. I mean, you know what's been talked about in the past. There's all kinds of ideas floating around for that historically. That's something that should be talked about, along with income tax and the school funding formula. The state of North Dakota funds about 80% of education right now.
Your calls or questions or comments, welcome. This idea just part of a campaign. And again, I love ideas like this. This is what campaigns are about. Get the ideas out there. Get the discussion going. Is it the perfect plan? Can you tweak it here, tweak it there? What's your thoughts on it? How is it sustainable? Another question. How do you say this isn't a one biennium, two biennium thing? Where oil's going, it looks like it'd be sustainable for quite some time, but a lot of questions, and welcome your comments. Jim and Mandan for our guest, Roscoe Strive. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I like all the ideas, too, but I feel like, I mean, the Republicans own the legislature, and last time they voted it down, right? It's just crazy that we keep coming up with these ideas, but it never happens. I mean, it seems like we're going left so much on Republicans. I've been told we spend like 18 times more than South Dakota. We're just spend foolishly. I have a hard time with that, and you know, now I hear on the radio all these people running on all these great ideas. We, you know, and I, correct me if I'm wrong, please, but didn't Jessica Bell, didn't she vote down, wasn't she the deciding factor to vote down tax relief for us on the last legislature? If I'm wrong, please say so. Thank you. I appreciate everything, but you got to have some results, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the question. Jessica Bell is an ardent supporter of tax cuts. In fact, she's advocating, as far as I know, for deep cuts to the income tax and other tax cuts. So she's a champion of the taxpayer. I can tell you that. I've served with her for a long, the years I was there. As far as the what the legislature's done historically, last session, if you add up everything that's been done, the amount of money that the legislature put in buy downs is roughly $1.2 billion. And if you look at your property tax statement, there's a legislative property tax relief section. It's usually at the top. It's usually a 3-year historical. And there, that'll tell you what the legislature's paying on that. Now, if they weren't doing that, you would have to add that to your current tax bill. They took over social services funding, 100%. That used to be a county piece. The school funding used to be, you know, you could have 200 mills, 180 mills. Now that's capped, where they cannot assess unless it's a vote of the people on a bond issue for a building, for example. So the legislature has done a tremendous amount in property tax so far. Could they do more? Absolutely. And that's why I'm proposing this, because I've seen it. I've been there when there was massive investments in buy downs, and I think this is a plan to kind of add to that.
It also enforces some spending discipline.
It sure, that's actually a good point, Scott. It sure does, because now if you're, you know, you get this 50% cut and the locals come in and say, oh, let's sneak it up a little bit here, I think that the citizen taxpayer is going to be more in tune of what's going on, because you've just saw this massive cut that we proportionately have never seen. It's about a third right now is what the legislature is paying to buy down your taxes. This would be another 50%. So if the locals come in and try to increase this, I think people are going to say, hey, heck no. It's time for us to get engaged. But again, this is a local decision on the property taxes. The legislature doesn't say, hey, you should raise their property taxes. So let's keep that in mind.
Let's squeeze Chad in Tower City in here. Go ahead, Chad, for Roscoe Straley.
I think people don't want a reduction. We want to eliminate. And then I know the first group to complain about getting rid of property taxes are like the schools, and I get it. And other local agencies too. Why can't we eliminate it? We just gave Ukraine $44 billion. I mean, and our representatives from North Dakota voted on it, and they said yes.
Those are federal dollars, obviously, so apples and oranges, but what about zero? Is zero doable?
So the total 2020 data, and I'll be posting this on my Facebook site. It is on various other sites, but it's tax department data from 2020. Total property tax paid, all ag, commercial, residential, special assessments, was about $1.4 billion. So you take that times two, you're about, if the state were to take over, it'd be $3 billion of biennium. That's a lot of money. And then, honestly, you need a full-time legislature at that point. And I don't support a full-time legislature. We're a citizen legislature. That's what we want in our great state,
I think.
What's
the total budget per biennium in the state?
Oh, it's billions of dollars when you include the federal piece and the oil and tax. I mean, it's, yeah.
$10 billion is too heavy a lift, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, plus then you'd have to manage school budget.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What's in your mind tradition of doing birthdays?
God knows when, but you're doing it again, you better jump.
Bob Dylan has a birthday. 81, formerly a Fargo resident under the pseudonym Elston Gunn.
I forgot that. That's right.
Singing for Bobby V and some other folks.
Unbelievable. I go my be my Bob Dylan the rest of the show.
What are you talking about, Scott?
Property taxes. We continue. Ross Australia
is a conservative.
Ross Australia is going to be here at this segment and a couple in the next hour as well as we tackle a big topic: cutting property taxes in North Dakota in half. What do you think of that idea? Let us know at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. So you didn't get a chance to answer your question from the caller from Tower City on the other side of the break saying, hey, you got enough money, just go to zero. No property taxes. Not realistic?
It's a $3 billion biennium cost, and, you know, the projections I've projected, is a little over $2 billion in surplus. So the issue I have with that, I'm for deeper cuts than I'm proposing if need be as well, because there is, I mean, this is conservative. This fits in the budget, I think. We don't want to overpromise if we can't deliver. And we're in a commodity-based state. Oil goes to 50. You know, it gets a little tighter, obviously. Soybeans go to 12. It gets a little tighter. We're in a kind of a super cycle right now, which is good. It's good for North Dakota. But, I mean, the fuel prices do hurt the consumer, for sure. And the taxes obviously are, too. Then what happens? So if if the state of North Dakota pays 100% of everything, does the school board exist? Does the city council, like... If the state controls the checkbook for everything, what's the point of the local officials then? I like local government. The closest to the people is generally the best government. Now, is there some spending issues? Absolutely. Should reforms be added to this proposal? Probably. But I think this would require, I think, a full-time legislature if you did that. I'm not for that. I do not like government in our face. So to me, we have the best system in the nation, I think.
So, Tom in West Fargo, your question or comment for Roscoe Straley here talking about cutting property taxes in half. Bold idea for the campaign for folks to think about, talk about. Love your opinions on it. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, sir, Scott. I hope you can hear me well enough. I am on a Bluetooth. Just a quick question. If you lower the property taxes for residential, then will the property taxes rise for businesses?
This just supplants the revenue. So it doesn't take the revenue away from the local officials. It's simply just lowering your specific bill, the property bill. It's not withholding money from the locals. It's just using state dollars to pay your half year bill, essentially. Now, should there be some reform pieces with this? We talked about that earlier. That's worth talking about as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you. Again, you can text us at 701-237-1590 or call us at 701-258-0550. You mentioned your forecast on the budget. Tell us a little bit about what you see coming around the horizon. I mean, obviously, the price of oil now is where it's at. What does the future look like here for the state budget?
I mean, if you look at the budget trends, January, general fund and oil surplus, $97 million. February, $53 million. March, $119 million. April, $218 million. Now, keep in mind, $90 million in April was the budget surplus above projections for oil. Keep in mind, 70% of that is allocated to the constitutional funds or other statutory funds.
The buckets, Phil.
The buckets, yep. And, I mean, that's constitutional. Common Schools Trust Fund is put in as statehood. The legacy fund was voted on by the people. That's 30% for the legacy. 20% goes into the Water Resource Trust Fund, which is a hugely important fund. Flood protection, water projects. Water Commission does a lot of good, and that is 100% paid by oil taxes. So the flood protection in Fargo, the flood protection in Minot, water projects, the Red River Water Project, NAS project in Minot as well, 100% paid by the oil industry, and we should be darn thankful that we have this industry. It's one of the greatest industries that we have, along with ag in North Dakota.
You weren't kidding. Jeff in Hazleton for candidate Roscoe Straley. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, this is Rep. Jeff Magrum here. We had two bills this last session. One was the primary residence property tax exemption using legacy fund earnings instead of investing it in other countries and out of state. We thought we'd just soon let people have relief on their primary residence. So it would have cut that in half. And then we had the other one that used Common Schools Trust Fund money to pay for the school tax rather than putting it on the landowners. And we couldn't get much traction in the legislature at all. So I'm just wondering what Roscoe's plan is to get more legislators to get on board with reducing property tax.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Jeff. Good to talk to you. Good point on the Common Schools Trust Fund. Scott and I were actually just talking about this off air. Nobody talks about the Common Schools Trust Fund. It was put in statehood. There's you know, $8 billion plus in that.
Managed by the land board.
Managed by the land board.
Sometimes the anti-energy land board.
The anti-energy, yeah. Correct. There is a lot of revenue coming off of that in interest, and that should be used for, well, it is directed at the schools right now to help pay for the education, the 80% that the state pays right now.
We'll finish that answer on the other side of the break. Jeff, thank you. Ann in Linton waiting after Jeff and other calls. Welcome. 2580550. Break for the news. Back with more coming up. Don't go away.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Bring that sweet tooth into Petroserve USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at Petroserve USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. Petroserve USA.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.